Hello and welcome to the Independent Farmer Podcast, the go-to podcast for do-it-yourself farmers who are taking control of their own business, skipping the middleman, and selling direct to local consumer and wholesale buyers. This podcast is hosted by Barn to Door, the number one business tool for independent farmers to manage their business, promote their brand, and sell online and in person. Let's dive in to today's Independent Farmer Podcast.
Welcome to the Independent Farmer Podcast. I'm James, the Chief Operating Officer at Barn to Door for the past 5 years and your host for today's episode. At Barn to Door, we provide software for independent farmers to create and promote their brand, sell online and in person, and save time managing their business. Now, many of our listeners are aware that we work with farms of all different sizes, from new farmers just getting started to large family-owned operations handed down from one generation to the next. One thing all these farms have in common is managing money. And assuming you want to make farming your livelihood, it can't just be a hobby or a money pit. This brings me to today's conversation, an exciting topic, which is starting the year right with your farm finances. And today I'm happy to welcome back Taylor Bridges. Taylor is an accountant, a QuickBooks Pro advisor, and owner of Bridging the Gap Financial Services. She holds a BS and master's in accounting and also hosts Barn to Door's Finance Academy, teaching farmers enough to be dangerous when it comes to managing their own books, and more importantly, how to best work with an accountant. Well, it's a new year, and I'm excited to talk to Taylor about starting fresh and what are some of the steps we can take in terms of improving hygiene for your farm business. Welcome back, Taylor. It's great to see you.
It's really good to be back.
Before we dive in on today's topic, can you give our listeners a little more about your background, Taylor, personally? And secondly, where do you and your family call home? Tell us about your family farm as well.
Yeah, my family and I, we have a farm in the mountains of Virginia. My husband and I were high school sweethearts. So we have two kids, a boy and a girl. We live right along National Forest and near a really big river. So we spend a lot of time outdoors hiking and camping and kayaking when we aren't too busy doing stuff on the farm. Right now we have horses, dairy cows, and bees, and we're hoping to add some beef cows and chickens back into the mix this year.
I didn't know you guys did bees as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk with you separately to get some tips because I'm thinking about starting an apiary myself, right? I love honey. It's just a great cure-all for so many things and also something fantastic for a lot of home remedies. Well, your professional practice at Bridging the Gap Financial Services, tell us a little bit more about that and the type of work you do with many of the farmers we work with at Barn to Door. What types of services do you offer?
Sure. So I offer monthly bookkeeping and custom reporting, accounts payable and receivable, payroll, estimated tax payments, invoicing, and things like that.
What does that mean? Can you say those things in maybe plain English for farmers who are listening to who don't know what all those accounting terms are?
Yeah. So I take whatever the farmers are doing with their finances, so whatever they're buying and selling, and make it make sense, put it into software and give them reports that help them make better choices. Sometimes that means helping them pay bills or send out invoices to some of their customers, and also for certain business formations, even doing some tax payments and things like that for them.
Yeah. So you help, again, give them the insight, the information they need to make, like you said, better business decisions, right? Because if you're not measuring it, it's hard to improve, right?
Absolutely.
And I know certainly of all things important to measure, it's finances, right? Because if you're not making money, you don't have a business. Again, it just becomes either a hobby or a money pit. Well, the new year's arrived, and I imagine, especially at this time of year, you probably have many farmers reaching out and arriving with shoeboxes full of receipts. Is that fair?
Yes, this is probably the busiest time of year right before taxes are due.
Now, is this a common use case for farmers showing up with a shoebox full of receipts?
Yeah, early year through tax season definitely is the busiest time for business for me. A lot of folks are just now realizing that maybe they didn't keep up last year like they planned to, and they're trying to make up for it now.
So they're digging through their emails, their pockets, their truck glove box, you name it, probably trying to dig out those receipts. Now, are farmers generally able to locate all those expenses? I imagine they must forget some of those expenses, pay cash here or there, or certain items that maybe get lost in the mix.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people at this point have absolutely no idea what they spent $56 for at Tractor Supply last February, as you can imagine, or how much fuel they spent running farm errands last year in June. So a lot of people don't either know where they placed the receipt or they just know that they never did keep a receipt in the first place. And it makes it a lot harder to narrow down those specific expense categories this late in the game and to give them really any useful information about where their money actually went.
I imagine all those lost expenses must add up to thousands of dollars each year, which could have been taken as a deduction against their farm income. Is that correct?
Easily. There are so many expense transactions that my farm clients probably could have been using as expenses, but now they either don't remember them or they can't track them or prove them because they didn't write it down or keep a receipt. So they're losing out a lot when tax time comes around because they were missing this key piece of their organization.
And the tough part about that is even if they can try to reassemble that, I know it takes a lot of time and effort that could have just taken a few seconds at the moment, right? When they could have just taken
Absolutely.
A picture or taken a screenshot of something right at the moment they made the expense. Well, let's dive in. Let's talk about how to avoid that hot mess, right? How do we get rid of the shoebox and scrambling to remember everything from the prior year? Let's start fresh. So if you're speaking to a brand new prospective farm client for 2024, let's run through what you perceive like, hey, what's your checklist? What are your best practice tips to help them get started? So I presume everything starts with having a plan, like actually getting an accounting solution. Is that something you recommend is in terms of starting fresh, is to have a piece of accounting software?
Yes. So having an accounting solution in place makes life a whole lot easier for farmers already overworked and stressed out.
But why do farmers need to pay for software to manage their accounting, right? Why can't they just use spreadsheets? Because I know a lot of us grew up in an era where you just kind of balance a checkbook with Excel or Google Sheets, right? Why is accounting software necessary? Because that's another expense, correct?
Accounting software is necessary, in my opinion, because it pulls all the different facets of finances together into one solid place, somewhere you can communicate with your accountant easily because it's virtual. And I just don't feel like today's world holds to the spreadsheet thing as well. I don't think you can get the best information just looking at the numbers after they've already happened.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, right? So in this world of everything being always on with software as a service, right? I know that there are a lot of accounting packages out there that, like you said, enable the farmer to actually team up with their accountant remotely, right? You could be in a completely different state for that matter. So what accounting package do you recommend and why?
So I work exclusively within QuickBooks Online because overall it has the best features for my clients and usually the easiest interface to master and get along with in the long run. Using an accounting solution absolutely makes the most sense with my clients. So when you look at your bank ledger, you're just looking at money you've already spent after the fact. But when you're using an accounting solution, not only can you pre-plan, QuickBooks has a budget feature, but you can also really drill down into your numbers and see how expenses are getting extrapolated across different firm enterprises. So it's really hard to beat just having everything in one spot together.
And I imagine for you too, because QuickBooks has a really nice clean chart of accounts, you can categorize all those expenses appropriately, make it very clean and easy, and begin to automate some of those things as well. Does QuickBooks offer integrations as well to other solutions? I imagine they must have a suite of different services that farmers may use depending on the size and scale of their business.
Yeah, absolutely. QuickBooks connects with other softwares in their app section. They initially have payroll, they offer timekeeping, mileage, and of course, they integrate with you guys at Barn to Door. There's also other apps within their app section. There's accounting specific ones that connect to customized client portals. I use one to communicate with my clients and send them some of their custom reports. It's also really helpful because all of their numbers and transactions from QuickBooks Online get used to give a complete picture.
That's fantastic. And I think this is probably a huge value add that QuickBooks has to offer versus QuickBooks Desktop, right? Because I know sometimes we get some farmers who are still stuck in the world of QuickBooks Desktop. They're like, hey, look, I paid for that years ago. Why can't I just use this? You could use that, but you're just not going to get the level of integration support and the always on real time capabilities that QuickBooks Online has to offer. And I imagine too, things like QuickBooks payroll and timekeeping, this must be super valuable because labor is a huge deal for farmers, right? Do you use QuickBooks payroll and timekeeping with many of your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on the scale of the farm, depends on kind of what apps they might use more. No matter what, we usually use the receipt feature. Mileage seems to be super helpful for my farm clients because farmers drive a lot. It seems unavoidable. And the payroll really helps keep them on top of things and keeps their employees paid and satisfaction up. So that's something that makes their lives a lot easier and a lot less stressful on the admin side of things.
Yeah, and just geez, the cost of gas today, right? And you think about how much fuel that a farmer is spending just to drive from their farm to go to wherever their supplier may be, or to go to town to deliver a product. I mean, it's a lot of mileage, and that adds up very quickly, right? So I'd love to hear what's next, right? So let's assume a farmer follows your advice. They get their accounting packages, say, all right, Taylor, sign me up. I'm ready to go. QuickBooks Online. I've got a couple employees. So yes, maybe I need this timekeeping and the payroll thing too. And clearly they're working with us at Barn to Door. Like, hey, great, awesome. You've got your revenue coming in. What's next for the farmer? What do they do next after they've got their accounting solution set up?
Sure. So the first thing that they should be doing is connecting QuickBooks Online to their accounts. So all of their information from their cards and banks gets into their QuickBooks account through the bank feeds. So this includes any of their checking, savings, and credit card accounts, as well as any bank loans for the farm, which I think is super important to keep track of in there as well. All they have to do is log into their online banking through QuickBooks Online's page, and it'll stay connected for them. So super helpful tool to hook up, especially for the busy farmer clients, because it brings all their transactions into QuickBooks without any time or effort from them. That's something that they don't have more of time anyways. And it makes it a lot easier for them to usually keep up with their books and takes care of a lot of human error and duplicates that would usually be happening otherwise if they were going the spreadsheet route.
Yeah, so we call that fat fingering, right? So if they have a fat finger and they
Right.
type incorrectly on the keyboard, they enter a one or a
Yeah.
zero in incorrectly, this gets rid of all that, right? Because now it's just ones and zeros transferred over the internet in real time, right? So bank feeds are effectively just pulling the data from whatever banks, and they could have multiple bank accounts, I would imagine, correct? Like they may have,
Absolutely.
okay. And so they can have multiple bank accounts. They may have two or three credit cards. Maybe they got a credit card from their bank. Maybe they got a credit card with Tractor Supply, right? I imagine all those also come into QuickBooks. Is that correct?
Yeah, anything that you have an online banking portal with and you can log into and check your banking online, you can sign into with QuickBooks and all that information, the transactions and dates and all the information with it all goes into your QuickBooks for you.
Wow. And then I know everything from Barn to Door also posts automatically into QuickBooks, credits, debits, et cetera. So QuickBooks really becomes that central portal. I guess that's the whole purpose of a general ledger, correct? Is to capture all the information, both income and expenses.
Yes. So it gets all the information for your farm all in one place, financially at least.
So why is that so important for an accountant to have all the data in one spot? For instance, the information of what you spent at Tractor Supply versus what you spent at the gas station versus maybe what you spent in marketing expenses with your Barn to Door subscription. Those are all different categories of different types of expenses or income as well, right? So why is that important from an accounting perspective?
That's super important from an accounting perspective because if you're only looking at some of the numbers, you're not going to be getting the information that you could when you're looking at your reports and looking at all of that information. When you put it all together, it really just gives you a much better and more accurate picture. So you're not missing any little details here or there, things that you might have forgotten. When it's all uploaded in the same space, you get actual information that can help you.
I imagine too, some of these where you have your income and expenses, making sure you can actually deduct what types of expenses might be treated
Yes.
differently from a tax perspective, right? I know for a fact, depending on what state you're in, and even some municipalities might treat delivery cost different from shipping cost, right? Sometimes it's taxable, sometimes it's not taxable, right? And I can imagine the same is true with a variety of different types of income and expenses. With all the farm income and all the expenses now flowing into QuickBooks, do I really need to still care about receipts if I'm a farmer? And if so, what's the cutoff? I've heard sometimes $75 or more. Yes, I need a receipt. Am I going to remember, like you said, a $42 expense when I was at Tractor Supply if I don't take a picture of that receipt? Why are
Yeah.
tracking receipts so important for farmers?
So the IRS requires certain information about purchases and expenses. God forbid you were ever in an audit. A receipt capture would have all of that pertinent information for you all in one place. So receipts are 90% of the problem for farmers that come to my firm. A lot of farmers think, oh, I'll take care of putting that away later, or I'll just simply that I just throw it out because maybe I don't need it. It's fine. That's not a good thing to do. It makes the bookkeeping aspect of farming just a lot harder than it needs to be. A lot of information comes from the bank to the farmer's bank feeds in QuickBooks Online automatically, but many farmers, like you said, pay for things in cash, and that's not going to show up unless they're using those receipts to capture that information and they're putting it into QuickBooks. So typically my best practice for receipt management is to just snap a photo of the receipt in the QuickBooks app on your phone as soon as you get back into the truck or back out to your vehicle. It takes 5 seconds to do it and just put it on autopilot. That's like the biggest tip I give my farmers. Then they never have to remember to carry it around or file it somewhere later. Alternatively, I do have some farmers that will set a recurring reminder in their phone and or on their calendar. They'll just sit down once every week or two and upload those receipts. Those receipts that they're uploading, they can get attached to the matching transaction within QuickBooks, and then they don't have to worry about keeping up with the receipts anymore. There's no more shoebox because everything's digitally saved. So it's really just a nice solution all around to keep up with that.
Well, I imagine that this is not only going to save the farmer a lot of time, but it'll save you huge headaches as an accountant from having to ask all kinds of unnecessary questions, which literally, to your point, could have been solved in a couple of seconds by simply taking a picture, right? And I want to say what you just said one more time for our listeners. Receipts are 90% of the problem for farmers, right? So if you're listening to this, the best thing you can do is simply just train yourself to take a picture at the moment you have a transaction, whatever transaction it may be. The other thing I think is really important about this too, Taylor, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is the fact that the receipt has itemized information on it, right? So if you have an expense, right, and it just flows through from your credit card statement into QuickBooks, you might just have an expense that says, hey, $567.21 tractor supply. But that's all you see from the credit card statement. But the receipt, however, is going to give you the account, the detail to make sure you're treating that information correctly. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I love when farmers automatically just upload their receipts in the app because I can see, hey, this much of this receipt went to hog feed. This was for the chickens, or this was seed or a tractor part. It really makes it a lot easier to not only just go ahead and delve into those different categories and the enterprises within the farm, but I'm not having to pester my clients. Hey, what was this for? Do you know how I should break this down? Can you explain this to me? It's already right there.
And let's remind people too, like they're paying you for your time, right? So why not make good use of your time as a farmer, but also why not make good use of your accountant who you're paying as a professional for his or her time to actually make sure that they're using their time as wisely as possible? Because otherwise they're just paying for you to ask them a bunch of questions that, like we both said, could have been solved with just a simple picture of the receipt. Now you brought up several examples of receipts. Let's break these down a little bit further. What types of receipts should farmers be thinking about when it comes to their farm operations?
So the accountant in me wants to say all the receipts because <laughs> Yes. That would make my life better. But generally the IRS is going to ask for proof of the purchases that are $75 and up or whatever minimal threshold the company has chosen reasonably. Receipts for things like land inputs, livestock, seed, and anything for production, feed inputs and supplements for their livestock, equipment, gears, parts. When you change the oil in your farm truck or you put new tires in your tractor, all of those are going to count. Things related to labor, employees, and contractors, those are super important ones to keep. And for cars and trucks, anytime you're doing repairs on the vehicle or getting fuel, things like that. And like I said, on the QuickBooks app, additionally, you can also track your mileage. That's an expense method that the farmer chooses to use on the taxes instead. That's also really important to keep track of. So having it in the app has all those miles and things already tracked for you. So that's essentially like having a receipt.
These are some really big categories, but obviously super important for a farmer to understand why it's so important, because it's not just the income and the expenses associated with all these receipts, but it's also the tax treatment, a lot of those expenses, right? You know, because if you have farm equipment in particular, right, that's going to be on a very different depreciation schedule, potentially in terms of like how much of it can be deducted in full or partially in a given year, versus something that might be able to be deducted 100% contra revenue and lower your taxes as a farmer, right? So really, really important to get your accountant. I'm going to say it again, take a picture of receipt, save your accountant a headache, and get it to people like Taylor who can help you make a better decision. What are some of the other types of expenses that farmers can actually write off as an expense or a cost of doing business, right? Because there's some other categories. I think some of the ones you just mentioned are probably pretty obvious to farmers, but are there other types of expenses that farmers could also be deducting from their business?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of other things that farmers could be writing off as tax deductions for their business expenses. A big one is advertising and marketing. So website fees, Google Ads, new signs for a farmer's market booth and signage for a farm vehicle. Those are all things that they could be writing off as advertising costs. Anytime they pay for business software like QuickBooks Online, Barn to Door, and any Microsoft licenses, those all count. Anytime they use business services, maybe they're paying for things like an accountant or a lawyer, a veterinarian, or a soil specialist, those all count as write-offs also. And all the times that they have to shell out the money for business insurance and taxes can also be write-offs. It's just really important to note that the documentation and receipts have to be kept to validate those deductions. So this is, again, why we really harp on keeping receipts, but taking advantage of all those deductions really can lower taxable business income for those farmers when it comes to tax time next year.
So simply by being fastidious, the farmer can actually lower their tax liability, lessen the amount of money they're paying to the government. The thing I love the most about what you just said is everything you just mentioned are all things that actually helps the farmer's business, right? First off, they're paying for you. That's a deductible expense, right? You're paying for an expert to help you manage your books. Guess what? Your payment to Taylor would be deductible. Your accountant is deductible. The cost for your software, QuickBooks, Barn to Door, Microsoft, any of these things that you are enabling your business, deductible. Advertising, which helps you grow your business, make income, deductible. And even your insurance and your taxes, deductible, right? Again, I think it'll be pretty eye-opening for a lot of farmers to learn this. And I think it's great that you're sharing this information, Taylor, because I can say it, but I'm not an accountant like you. You're a professional. This is what you do for a living. And it's just really great to see. So with all these details coming down to managing farm finances, as a professional, what's the one piece of advice you would give to farmers other than keep all your receipts when it comes to managing their own money? What would you say to a new farmer who's like, hey, I've got this dream. I'm going to farm full time. My wife and I, we're at this point now. We've been doing it as a hobby, but we're not at the point where we think we can replace our income and really do this full time. What would be your advice to that farmer?
I would probably tell them to work with an accountant, just jump on it. It's something that might seem a little bit intimidating at first, but it's something that they've seen it all before. There's no reason to be afraid. It's really hard to scare them off. And accountants really do want to help you and help your farm succeed. And they have all these tools to back them up to really help you guys get to your goals. Working with a professional just means you get to do what you love as a farmer and you get to farm instead of dreading your books and second guessing all of your decisions and just giving up evenings with your family. So it's absolutely worth it to leverage an accountant. An accountant is going to be a lot faster than you just because they're a trained professional and they've been doing this for a while. And they're going to keep you accountable to keep your books accurate as well. So their costs are a tax write-off. Like we said, they literally pay for themselves for you guys. The alternative to hiring somebody that actually knows what they're doing is doing it yourself. And you get behind and you might get in the hole or miss something. You lose that accountability of someone cross-checking all your financials. And typically, it ultimately just costs you more money to salvage the broken books versus doing it right the first time and just bringing in a pro to help you guys.
I agree with you 100%. Like, why wouldn't you work with an accountant? Just even the name itself, accountant, means being accountable, right? Like, it's just such a big deal, right? That objectivity that you bring as an accountant or any professional brings to that farmer is only going to help them do better as a business, right? It's going to help, like you said, you probably, and I know you do, work with a lot of farmers, right? So if you see some expenses that are a little out of ordinary, I think you could probably ask some good questions, some hard questions at a farmer to make sure that they're making some reasonable investments, or maybe there is a very good reason why they're perhaps overspending in one area or underspending in another, right? So I think that's a really good piece of advice, right? Not just is there value in getting time back with your family, do what you love, but it's also the accountability that comes with working with a professional like yourself. Well, Taylor, this has been a super illuminating conversation on several fronts, which I'm sure is giving many of the farmers that were listening to this podcast some comfort and encouragement to work with a professional like yourself. Can you do me a favor and just share some of the details about how to potentially get in touch with you, your website, et cetera, so they can learn a little bit more about your services if it's a potential fit?
Sure. My website is btgfinancialservices.com. From there, people can set up a call with me directly, or they can get my email, and all of my social media info is on there. I put out a weekly blog post and do random posts on all the social media too, all related to accounting. But of course, a lot of my clients are farmers, so it ends up being kind of farm related frequently as well.
Well, I love that, right? Because you can actually speak the language. You actually understand what they're going through. You know what it looks like to live on a farm, to grow farm food. So, you know, you're not speaking a foreign language, right? You're actually going to be speaking the same language as many of your customers. And in addition to working with you, Taylor, I know that Intuit QuickBooks maintains a list of certified pro accountants all across the country. Because I know you're in Virginia, but I'm sure you have clients in a variety of different states, especially up and down the Eastern Seaboard and in the Midwest here. But if I'm a farmer, perhaps out in Hawaii or Alaska, or maybe somewhere in the Western Seaboard, where else could they go? What are some other resources to find an accountant like you that they could potentially work with?
Sure. Intuit does, like you said, have a set of QuickBooks Pro advisors. If you go to quickbooks.intuit.com/find an accountant, you can put in parameters related to how close to your zip code you want them, what industries they specialize in, how many years in the field, and all kinds of parameters that'll help you really find a good fit for your farm.
That's super. Well, Taylor, thank you again for sharing all your insights and feedback today. I'm really excited to hear how many farmers are going to, after listening to this podcast, start tracking the receipts and start taking pictures every day. Any last words of wisdom for farmers before we sign off?
Yes, we mentioned estimated taxes earlier. If your farm makes a healthy income of 6 or 7 figures, then you might likely have an obligation to pay estimated taxes quarterly. If your farm is in that category, then please work with an accountant to make sure you're compliant, because late fees and penalties on those are awful.
Yeah, those can be pretty stiff, right? And I know
yes.
they compound daily, and they're like double digits, if I recall, like 12% or
very
higher.
Unforgiving.
Yeah. Two things you can't avoid in life: death and taxes. And that's one of those, one of the two. I want to extend my thanks to Taylor for joining us on this week's episode of the Independent Farmer Podcast. For more information on Bridging the Gap Financial Services, you can visit btgfinancialservices.com. That's btgfinancialservices.com. And to learn more about Barn to Door, including access to numerous free resources and best practices for your farm, you can go to barntodoor.com/resources. Here at Barn to Door, we are humbled to support thousands of independent farmers across the country. And we're delighted to offer services and tools to help farmers access more customers, increase sales, and save time. If you're an independent farmer who's just getting started or transitioning to sell direct, or if you've been at it a while and simply want to improve your business management, please visit barntodoor.com/learn more. Thank you again for tuning in today, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the Independent Farmer Podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Independent Farmer Podcast. At Barn to Door, we are passionate about empowering independent farmers to build a thriving business. To all the farmers out there, thank you for all you do to grow amazing food, care for the soil, and serve your local communities. You are the backbone of our country. For free farm resources or to listen to prior podcasts, go to barntodoor.com/resources. We hope you join us again and subscribe to the Independent Farmer Podcast wherever you stream your podcasts. Until next time.